how do you think it got to the situation where the weaponry of the military was so degraded that they weren't able to hold on to these towns and villages when, you know, this is an oil-rich nation? The budget now is about $5 billion a year for security. For many, many years, each government has had a lot of money, governments before you. How do you think it's got to that? It got to that stage where there weren't the attack helicopters, the tanks, the armoured personnel carriers, and the weapons to take on Boko Haram?
Information is that these things were not there. I was not in charge. I cannot speak for them.
But do you think it's down to the fact that a lot of the security budget must have been looted during those years? The fact that people weren't buying, people were not buying the equipment?
I can't say so. Security budgets are for different things. Yes, you will buy new aircrafts, you might buy new naval ships, you will buy new tanks, and so on. Also, you could use for training for other consumables, maintaining what you have. So I cannot speak for them. But what I can say is that within this period, of course, one of the reasons is that within this period, when it became very obvious that we cannot rout Boko Haram with what we have to look for new platforms, either tanks and so on.
But didn't it take too long to come to that decision? There should have been a decision to go and very, very quickly get the attack helicopters, get the tanks, and get rid of Boko Haram.
You see, you only asked questions for you said it all. You said it all. And I've told you that within this period, it's not as if government has done nothing.
You have the weaponry now.
We don't manufacture weapons. When you place order for weapons, it takes a time, some time before you receive them. Weapons are not what you enter. They are not packets of cigarettes. It's not what you enter the store and pick them.
But do you think they could have been bought quicker?
For you to buy weapons, you place order. And sometimes it's complicated. Sometimes the companies that manufacture it use technology belonging to a different country. First, they will secure permission from that country, even before they will sell the weapons to you. So it's not something you just go to the market and pick them.
But couldn't your administration have got the weaponry much faster in order to ensure that these 1.5 million people weren't displaced?
We've done our best.
You've just recently acquired the attack helicopters and some tanks.
We're still acquiring. Up to this time, we're still expecting orders to place years back. We're still expecting.
But surely that was too slow, Mr. President. Surely that was too slow.
Well, if that is the adjustment. You're entitled to your opinion. But what I promise Nigerians is that we'll rout Boko Haram.
What do you say to all the families, though, that have lost their loved ones during this five or six years? Because you're saying it's not your fault, you're saying it's not your administration's fault, but you are the president and you must have a message for them.
The continuous one. I absorb every blame because currently I'm the president of the country. So whatever goes wrong, I accept it. Whatever goes right, I take the glory. So I'm not shifting blames. I'm only trying to explain to you, but you appears not to even appreciate what we are doing. You're so hooked on to a particular opinion, which is unfortunate. But I'm just telling you.
But we can't forget that people have been killed. That's the thing. We can't just say everything's fine now because the towns and villages have been retaken.
Whenever I hear that somebody dies in Nigeria, whether it's a Boko Haram or a security personnel or a civilian, I feel pain because they are all Nigerians. No president will be happy to be losing citizens. The Boko Haram operators are Nigerians. I don't want them dead. I want them to be decent citizens of this country for them to contribute to the economic development of this country. So it's not a question of celebrating the death of Boko Haram people, no. That's why we set up different bodies. We try to reach out a set of different bodies to talk to the leadership of people from within the general area. If there is a way, if there are grievances, let us know those grievances. Let us address those grievances. So we approach it from different angles.
Do you feel let down, though, by things that happened in your military during your time as president? You're saying things are better now, the military's doing better, but do you feel you were
let
down?
Every country has period of challenges. Every country, none of them is excluded. If you look at histories of nations, which you know much more than I do, every nation passed through different challenges. That we had Boko Haram challenges does not diminish my military, does not diminish the Nigerian military at all. I won't accept it. Because the Nigerian armed forces have helped this continent, we have helped the West African sub-region, and will continue to help. So that we have Boko Haram challenges for a period, whether it's a 6 months, whether it's 1 year, whether it's 5 years, whether it's 10 years.
But many
does not diminish the Nigerian armed forces.
But many analysts suggest that one of the problems has been that people at the top of the military have been benefiting financially, taking money, and that's meant that your troops who are supposed to be defending the people have had less weaponry, less bullets even, at times running out of bullets on the front line.
I don't buy that completely because sometimes people take easy ways of explaining situations. The easiest thing to explain anything that goes wrong in Nigeria is to say it's corruption. To me, it's too simplistic.
But you don't think there are any senior military people taking money from the budget?
Whatever goes wrong, people feel it's corruption. Whatever goes wrong, people feel it's corruption. No, it's not everything that you just dismiss it with a wave of corruption. No. If you want to study, and I believe at the end of this Boko Haram, people will do some studies. Journalists that are into defense journalists will go into investigative journalism, and the truth of some of the limitations will come out. But I'm not one person who buy the idea that everything that goes wrong is corruption. I don't think so. People, there are a thousand things that happen. The feeling that, the senior military officers were corrupt, and that is why the Boko Haram continue to persist. I don't buy that. How many service chiefs will change within this period? Boko Haram started in this country long ago. In fact, Boko Haram was there before 2009. I was the vice president in 2009. But they become cancerous in a way. They started attacking government facilities in 2009 when they killed a senior police officer, assistant commissioner of police. And in turn, during that process and arrest, their first leader, Mon Yusuf, was killed. Then they became extremely aggressive. Then start developing terror tactics. Before, they were just like militia group. From 2009, I was the vice president till today. We have changed several heads of our armed forces, several, not just one. So people begin to think as if there has just been one chief of army staff or one chief of defense staff or one chief of air staff from 2009 till date. That's not wrong. That's wrong.
I don't mean just the people at the very top of the military. I mean senior military people.
Are you sure? Condemning everything about Nigeria, wherever something goes wrong, it's corrupt. It's too simplistic. People must go into what is the problem in all this place. And we'll start to explain to you. But it appears you have formed your opinion. So you just want to use me to seal the opinion you have already formed.
Let me ask you about the relations with the neighboring countries in the joint fight against Boko Haram. Are you satisfied that Chad, Cameroon, and Niger, and to an extent Benin...
Those are the areas I wanted to explain to you, but you didn't allow me to.
Well, I'm asking you now...
Because you asked me why is that this time around the movement is better. Well, I was trying to, but
sure.
Because you formed an opinion, which you are working towards the answer you have in mind, so you didn't even allow me to say it. Chad has been willing to join us earlier, but they needed an international mandate. Cameroon, we've been talking to Cameroon long ago, but we had this problem because there was no international mandate. And whenever what we call, in the military parlance, they call hot pushing Boko Haram into the Cameroonian territory, the Cameroonians were not too happy that Nigerian troops were entering their territory until AU now came up with this joint operation. And since all these countries now keen to the joint operation, their supply lines have been blocked, and their escape routes have been blocked. They still, they are criminals. They have find their way. But because this other country, Niger, Cameroon, Chad, now patrolling very effectively in their boundary areas are also entering into Nigerian territory where need be, and we can also move into their territory where need be. The cooperation is now better, and one of the reasons why it is progressing better.